This is the local VK5 news segment.
Hello, this is Hans VK5YX with a message to members and friends of the RAOTC. That's the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club. The annual lunch will again be at the Marion Hotel, Mitchell Park, on Thursday the 25th of October at midday. It will be an informal get-together like last year in the public area and be an opportunity to enjoy catching up with and reminiscing with old friends. Tables have been booked for 20, a few more than last year, but there are spare seats available if needed. There's no need to confirm. Do bring your senior's card for a discounted meal. Also, a name badge is a good idea. So that's the RAOTC lunch on Thursday, the 25th of October at the Marion Hotel. See you there. Details are on the RAOTC website. Do have a look. 73 Hans VK5YX.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. First up, I've had an excellent report from a couple of our members who were out on the course proper for Sunday's part of the 2018 Pines Enduro. It demonstrates some of the effort put into helping to run the event and the effectiveness of those efforts. I quote, Pines Enduro 2018. This year, with four new Pines Enduro volunteers, we thought we would make it a little easier for the newbies to find their positions. So late Saturday arvo, I headed out on the four checkpoints and marked each one with a sign and a wooden dropper. Cheryl also escorted two of them straight to their positions after handing them their safety gear and getting them to sign on the Sunday. The day ran very smoothly. The only exception was a buggy accident where two ambulances had to attend. As a result of race cars stopping to render assistance or stopping to relay information at checkpoints, this time was taken off their lap times. We were able to give race control the order as the cars went past checkpoints before and after, so race stoppage time was easily worked out. Just an example of the many reasons we are needed out there for this type of event. We managed to squeeze in a tiny bit of time to check out the video footage. From what we saw, it was a fantastic effort. Congratulations to all involved. Well done. With the early race start of 8 a.m, we managed to be packed up and on the road home before 3 p.m. A big thank you to the Narracourt Radio Group, Ross, VK3KBO, Alan, VK5ZLT, Darren, VK5HBL, and Phil, VK5PCL, for putting their hands up and helping out for the day. We hope to see you all back there next year. Some statistics for those who are interested. In 2017, 64 cars started, 21 finished for a 33% finishing rate, and there were 3 engine failures. In 2018, 51 starters lined up, 27 finished for a 53% finishing rate, and 8 engine failures occurred. Andrew, VK5FCLS, and Cheryl, end quote. Thanks to Andrew and Cheryl for an excellent report. As a postscript, we would like to add that we have now heard the excellent news that both fellas involved in the nasty buggy accident have now been discharged from hospital, and although they have a bit of work to do, both are expected to make a full recovery. They are also saying that they will be back again next year with a new buggy. They have been profuse in thanking other competitors who stopped to help, Ambos, and all of the well-wishers who have been in contact. A handful of our members will be bleary-eyed this morning because we got home in the wee small hours or very late last night. We helped out at the Carolyn Forest Car Rally last night by again providing the communications for the Southeast Automobile Club, with whom we have a close working relationship. Hopefully, I will be able to report next week that it all went without a hitch and no one was lost or damaged. Things have been a bit busy for the group of late, and some of our projects have been a bit neglected. Time to refocus, roll the sleeves up, and get some of them completed. We have a new 2-metre Yagi to put on the club tower, beacons to activate, and a few more projects as well. The 2018-19 budget has been approved and we're in a healthy position financially. Membership remains steady and all is rosy at the present time. That's about all I have for you this week. All that remains, therefore, is for me to inform you that our members would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Not long now to the annual buy and sell. Will be held at the Goodwood Community Centre as usual. Doors open for sellers from 7 a.m. Doors to the sale hall from 9:30 a.m. Sunday, November the 11th, there will be a minute's silence at 11 a.m. for Remembrance Day. So secure your table now. Send an email to me, vk5kilocharlie@wia.org.au, and Roy, vk5nrg, at wia.org.au. Be sure to send us both one, then we won't forget your table booking. So that's Sunday, November the 11th. Not long now. Book your table for the buy and sell. Tables are going fast. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The following message is from Ian Crawford, VK5ZD, with regard to the Microwave Activity Day. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club is organizing a Microwave Activity Day for Sunday, 14th of October. Aside from a testing equipment, in preparation for the upcoming VHF-UHF field day, it will also provide an opportunity for anyone interested in microwave vans to come and see what it's all about. Operations will commence at 10 a.m. and continue for as long as is needed. Operators will be at the following locations where you will be able to see the equipment in action and have a go yourself. David, VK5KK, and Keith, VK5KG, will be at the top of Coach Road Sky. They will have equipment for all bands from 1296 MHz to 122 GHz. Ian, VK5ZD, will be at the top of Williams Road Hillbank near the entrance to the Little Para Reservoir. Ian will also have equipment for all bands from 1296 MHz to 2122 GHz. Keith, VK5OQ, will be on the Copper Coast Highway about 500 metres before Kulpara. Keith will be operating on all bands from 1296 MHz to 24 GHz. Simon, VK5TE, and Barry, VK5KBJ, will be operating from the O'Halloran Hill area. The exact location is still being discussed, and they will be operating on all bands from 1296 MHz to 76 GHz. Liaison frequencies on the day will be 439 MHz simplex and the VK5RLZ repeater. Listen to next Sunday's broadcast for any last minute information. It was good to see Steve, VK5AIM, at last Wednesday's meeting. Well done, Steve. The October Tech Night will be on the digital modes. The November Tech Night will be on test equipment operations. The December Tech Night will be the EARC Christmas function. And the 21st and 22nd of October will be the club's involvement in JOTA, VK5VAB, and VK5AOS coordinating. The fifth Wednesday will be a club dinner event at the Rose and Crown, Phillip Highway, Elizabeth, at 6 p.m. The next general meeting of the club is in November and 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Look forward to seeing you there. Visitors and potential members most welcome. 7-3s from Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello, my fellow radio amateurs. Once again, it's time for the Northeast Radio Club news. And I'm Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta. Now, you're listening to me because you've successfully changed over to daylight saving time. Yes, it's that time of the year again, when the curtains are fading faster and the cows and chooks on the farms are all very confused. And don't forget to slip, slop, slap, because all that extra ultraviolet means that you'll get sunburnt quicker. Now, I wonder how many of you have tuned in to the Slow Morse Beacon on 145.650 MHz after Charlie, VK5VC, told us about it last week. Well, I did, and it's very strong here in beautiful downtown Northfield. So have a listen to the Morse Beacon and get some practice at receiving Morse code. And once again, the Northeast Radio Club is conducting a foundation course and examination, and it'll be either late in October or early in November. So if you wish to sit for the foundation course and pass the exam, then contact Peter, VK5PX, by sending an email to vk5px@wia.org.au and make the arrangements. And the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be next Friday, the 12th of October, and will be another show and tell. So find one of your favourite pieces of equipment and bring it along and show it to everybody. And the next Tech Night will be Friday the 26th of October and is the next QCX Construction Night. So don't forget to bring all your equipment along on that night. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. Because everyone is getting up earlier now, I'm going to ignore Graham VK4BB's advice to walk softly, and I'm stomping around making lots of noise. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group are sorry to inform the amateur radio community and the users of the IRLP node 6214 on VK5RSB 70 centimetres that the node is off air for the immediate short-term future. The IRLP node computer, a Raspberry Pi 1, was a victim of the lightning storm over Adelaide Tuesday evening on the 2nd of October. The QTH from where the equipment operates was directly under a large lightning bolt which did not strike the ground or the local area. It appears, though, that the electromagnetic pulse from the lightning bolt did impact immediately below and caused inducted currents in the LAN Ethernet cables connecting the Raspberry Pi to the QTH computer LAN system and the NBN. The effect of this induced current on those Ethernet cables took out the QTH modem and the Ethernet ports on the IRLP Raspberry Pi and the Shack computer. All other equipment was or does not appear to have been affected. A call has gone out for a replacement Raspberry Pi 1, as it would be a drop-in replacement. If a Raspberry Pi 1 cannot be obtained, then later models can be used, but a new operating system image will need to be built up. So, until a replacement Raspberry Pi is installed, unfortunately, the RLP node 6214 will be off-air. Further information and updates when available may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.